Today's Cotton Newsline is six cuts. All cuts are Lewis Knowlton, Director of the Standardization and Engineering Division in the USDA AMS Cotton Division. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The leaf grade has been moved to instrument classing effective 2011, and so therefore we are proposing that a universal standard for HVI leaf grade be adopted. Specifically, this is a HVI standard for the trash measurements of percent area and count.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA has already developed these standards, and they have been used for many years as USDA standards, but they are not covered under the umbrella of the universal standards at this time. And so that's why we want to propose those, since they are now being used on an official basis. We would like for those to be adopted as universal standards, because that then puts out the message that these standards are official. They can be adopted universally, not only here in the United States, but abroad.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Universal Standards Agreement goes back all the way to 1923. It was set up in order to allow customers of U.S. cotton, specifically mills and merchants from overseas, to have a voice in how the USDA graded the cotton, have a voice in the standards that are produced by USDA. Since that time, the foreign signatory members of the agreement and the domestic, U.S. domestic cotton industry have come together on a pretty much a triennial basis for 75, 80 years now. They have come together, agreed, and revised and developed new standards that have been the basis for USDA cotton classification.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's a total voting structure of 36 votes. Ginners and producers get 12 votes. U.S. spinners get 6 votes. The U.S. merchants get 6 votes. The foreign spinners get 6 votes, and the foreign merchants get 6 votes. So that's the breakdown of it. And it requires a 75% agreement to get a resolution passed through the standards agreement.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In order to ensure that all instruments, not only in USDA, but in mills, by merchants, to ensure that all of these instruments are testing on the same level, everyone has to be referencing or calibrating to the same standard. And so that's why it's so important that the universal standards be utilized by the entire industry, not only here in the U.S., but abroad, and especially now that the majority of U.S. cotton is exported. It's very important that these universal standards be truly universal, so that when a cotton is remeasured in China, that the measurement that they get is the same measurement that we have put on the bale here in the U.S.
Sixth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Universal Standards Conference, which is going to be held the week of June 17th of this year, is open to any observers. It is set up as a Secretary of Agriculture's Advisory Committee meeting, and all those meetings are always public. For more information, you can send an email to cotton.standards@ams.usda.gov, or you can call directly at 901-384-3030, or you can go to the USDA website at www.ams.usda.gov/cotton.